new and terrifying vitality. This fusion caused a new entity to be born into the world, the vampire, the blood drinker. From the blood of this great vampire queen, Akasha, all the other vampires of the whole world were born over the millennia. A blood exchange was the means of procreation. To punish the twins who stood opposed to her and her new power, Akasha blinded Maharet and tore the tongue from Makari. But before they could be executed, the steward of the queen, Keman, a newly made blood drinker himself, passed on to the twins the powerful blood. Keman and the twins led a rebellion against Akasha, but they could not stop her cult of blood drinker gods. Eventually the twins were captured and separated, sent out as castaways, Maharet into the Red Sea and Makari into the great ocean to the west. Maharet soon found familiar shores and thrived, but Makari, carried across the ocean to lands yet undiscovered and unnamed, vanished from history. This was 6,000 years ago. The great Queen Akasha and her husband, King Enkil, went mute after 2,000 years, maintained like statues in a shrine by elders and priests that believed Akasha contained the sacred core.